Okay, Chizkuni Parshas Kedoshim. The Chizkuni starts off with similar to Rashi, that Daber al Kol Hadas Bnei Yisrael, that speak to the whole Jewish people. Malamish Parshazu Nemra Bekinus. That this is, it's from a Medrash that this Parsha of Kedoshim was said Bekinus. Why? Because Shekola Dibros Klulos Po. Because all the Dibros. Now Rashi says Gufei Torah. Chizkuni has it as Dibros, as in the Aseres HaDibros are written here. How are the Aseres HaDibros written here? So the Chizkuni tells you how the Aseres HaDibros. Again, Rashi says Gufei Torah, but the Chizkuni has the Aseres HaDibros. So how you could see, Star Ki Kadosh, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, that is Anochi Hashem. Ishim El Mivtiroz, Kibrav Eim. And then you have Hashem Sosai Tishmaru, that's keeping Shabbos, Al Tifnu El Ha'alilim, El Hilim Masech El Asas Elachem. So that's not worshipping Avodah Zarah, Lo Yelech Elohim Acherim. And you get to just, you could go through the thing. It has, they're all there in one way or another. But it's they're not as obvious as those. In other words, there's Lo Sachmod. Which word says Lo Sachmod? It says Lo Sa'ashok, which means if you hired a worker, right, and then Pasuk Yigimah, if you hire a worker, you're not allowed to hold back his wages. Why would you do that? Because of Chemda. So that's what he says. That's Lo Sachmod. Losana Briacha Eid Shaker comes from Loselech Rachel Be'amecha, which is like Motzi Shemra, I guess, saying Lashon Hara, that isn't true. And it does say Losignov explicitly. Losirtach comes from Losamud Aldam Riacha. Okay, so there's some of them are more explicit than others. And then he says something interesting, that at the end of Parshas Achrimos ended with keep the Arayas or you'll get thrown out of Israel because Eretz Yisrael can't handle Averas like. So he says that the reason why this was put next to that is to tell you that it's not just Arayas. You have to keep the whole Torah if you want to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Don't think it's only Arayas. You have to keep the whole Torah if you want to be Miskayim Ba'aretz. Now about the order. So again, it starts with, we have Ishimo Beviv Tiro. So why is the mother first? So the Chizkuni's chat is because that's the first person you recognize as your mother over your father. And then next to that, you have a Shepsose Tishmaru next to the father, because the father is the one who has to teach the kid to keep Shabbos. Of course, once you're keeping Shabbos, you'll know that Hashem who created the world, and then Altifnu Elulim, don't worship idols. It goes like that. He says Altifnu Elulim, by the way, which is to turn to the Avodah Zarah. He says, Shalo Yizanu Enechem Mehem. Enechem Mehem. You shouldn't turn to them to watch them. If you're getting enjoyment by looking at them, that's also Aser. That's what it sounds like to me anyway. Okay, then we have in Pasuk K, when you bring a carbon, to your ratzon it will be shechted. So Rashi tells us l'rtzonchem means that it should be l'ratzon for you. You'll bring this carbon, amas, that it should be a ratzon for you, meaning that Hashem will be miratza you. Hashem will like you, so to speak. That's the ratzon chem, that you should be the ratzon in the eyes of God. But the Chizkuni says that you shouldn't be a tzar ayin, meaning when you bring a carbon, you shouldn't be like, bothering you that I spent so much money on this animal. And Rak, do it the ratzon chem. You should do it happily, that you get to bring a carbon. And definitely don't do it because you saw other people do it. That's another interesting thing he says. Don't do it because you see your friends bringing carbonos. Really, it bothers you. You're spending the money. So why are you bringing a carbon? Because your friend brought a carbon. And you feel like, okay, that's the thing to do. Everybody's bringing carbonos, the davas, and whatever they're bringing. So I'll bring it too. No, don't do that. When you're bringing a carbon, do it l'ratzon. Then we have, after it talks about carbonos, it says, b'kutzuchem es katzira etzuchem, that you should leave peah. So what's the connection? So he says, right, it's right after bringing the carbonos, it says, you should leave over peah. So the Chizkuni says that they're next to each other because just like you give a carbon to Hashem and instead it had to be the ratzon, don't be tzarayin, give it with a full heart. Don't do it just because other people are looking, give it with your full heart. Same thing when you give tzedakah. But it makes it sound like it's the same concept. Why are you calm when you give a carbon to Hashem, even though it costs you money? Because you're giving it to God. So God is telling you, also I want you to give some stuff to Him. Meaning you're giving to the Ani, l'chvod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's almost like you wanted to offer it to Hashem, and Hashem said give it to Him. So just like you bring karbanos to Hashem, so too you should leave over tzedakah, payah for aniyim, l'chavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And afterwards we have about losignov, because of course not you certainly shouldn't steal from any. Of course you have to give to the aniyim, and certainly shouldn't steal from anybody. It's like a kol shekein. Here's something very interesting. It says lo signovu, as you know, in this bar. Maybe you don't know whatever. In Pasuk Aleph, it says lo signovu, do not steal, plural. Right? Like as opposed to as Sarah said, there it says lo signov. Here it says lo signovu, plural. Why is that? So this is fascinating. The Chizkuni says, it tells you in Lashon Rabbim, because if you see someone stealing and you say nothing, you're also considered a ganav. Got that? If you're an innocent bystander watching a robbery in progress and you do nothing about it, you're also considered a ganav. So that's why it's in plural lo signovu. That means echad a ganav and echad the guy who watches it and does nothing. Both of them are considered ganavim. Then we have it says lo seilech rachel ba'amecha, right in pasuk tezayin. And then it says lo samod al dam reecha. What's the connection between those two? Don't say Lashon Hara or Rechilus about someone, and don't stand on their blood. Now you'll notice it does not say Vilo Samud, as if it's a separate thing. It says, Lo Selech Rach Ba'amecha, Lo Samud Adam Reacha. So Chizkuni says, there's no Vav there because it's one thing. Do not say Lashon Hara about people so that you will not be Omer in their Dam. That is, if you say to someone, you know what Bob said about you? He said, you're horrible. Then that guy goes over and kills Bob. So that's you caused that. So don't say rechilus so that you will not be omid al dam riecha. And the other pshat, maybe many of us have heard, I'll say lechrecha about lo samad al dam riecha. That is, don't say lashon hara or rechilus, but don't stand on your friend's blood. That is, like we know what happened with Gedaliah. Chizkuni doesn't mean this, but we know what happened with Gedaliah, right? They told him Yishmael is coming to kill you, and Gedaliah didn't believe it. So that's what this is supposed to be saying. Currently, Chizkuni lo seilech recha ba'amecha. You shouldn't say lashon hara, but lo samad al dam reacha. But if you see somebody's going to be killed, so then or hurt, whatever, you have to tell them. Even if that does involve lashon hara, you still have to tell them. So then we have lo sisna sachicha bilvavecha. I think the pshat that is more famous is, and it's followed by hochiach tochiach samisecha. So velosisa lav chait. So do give mussar so you won't have a chait. I think is the what most people think would be the pasha pshat. Meaning, if you see a person doing avera and you don't give them tochacha, it's a chait even for you. But the Chizkuni says no, it goes together. Losisna sachicha b'avavacha. Don't hate your friend if he did something wrong to you. Don't hate him. Rather hochiach tochiach zamisecha. Rather you should give him mussar and say, why did you do this to me? And maybe he'll tell you, I didn't do it to you. You misunderstood. And then everybody will be b'shalom. And then lo sisa alav chait. Meaning when you give him mussar, then he'll explain to you that he never intended or never meant it, and then you will be not have a chait. You won't be sisa alav chait. Okay, then we have lo sikom, lo sitor. Don't take vengeance and don't hold a grudge. So the Chizkuni explains that lo sikom is an action, lo sitor is in thought. And all this, not had taking vengeance, is only if he just hurt you with money. But if he hurt you physically with your gift, then you're allowed to hold a grudge and not and require him to be mephias, you know, try to say sorry to you and not forgive him unless he tries to be mephias you. Meaning you have the option to do that. Okay. Now, the Chizkuni asks an interesting question. Why is there, you know, the case, like the Gemara brings, Rashi brings, what's the case of Nekima and Atira? Reuven says to Shimon, lend me your shovel. The next day, Shimon says, can I borrow it? The guy says, and he says, no. Reuven says to Shimon, lend me your shovel. Shimon says, no. Shimon comes up to Reuven the next day, lend me your shovel. Reuven says, no, that's Nakama. But if Reuven said, yes, Shimon, I'll lend it to you, unlike you, who didn't lend it to me, that's Natira. He kept it in his heart. Okay. So the Chizkuni wonders, why is there no lav on the guy who didn't lend his shovel? Like, there's a lav on the guy to be noter the sinna in his heart, to keep the hate in his heart. Why is there no lav on the guy who didn't lend the shovel? There should be a lav on him too. It's only, you know, it's a mitzvah to lend. There's no lav. So he answers because that guy Maybe he feels bad about giving out his stuff. He wants to keep his stuff. Who knows? Whatever his cheshbon is. But you can forgive him for not giving it to you. Maybe more accurately put, you not giving it to him is based on hate. Him not giving it to you is based on him being cheap or needing the money. You not giving to him is based on hate. And that's why Hashem wants you to stop that. That's why there's a lot for you and not a lot for him. Then we have the pasuk of Ahavta l'recha kamocha. So he says, like everybody says this, you can't love your friend like yourself. It's impossible. What does it mean? Ahavta l'recha doesn't say re'acha. It says l'recha, love to your friend as you do yourself. Meaning only do to him what you would want done to yourself. So give to him what you would want given to yourself and like that. And be happy, he says. Te'ahav l'as oslo tova. Be happy to do good for him. Meaning enjoy and be loved to do good for him as much as for yourself, and that a person can do. Okay, then we have shatnas. A person cannot wear shatnas. So now we know the big day kahuna had shatnas in them. So which came first? Is it that there's an iser kalayim and then there's a special heter to wear big day kahuna? Or is it the other way? So the Chizkuni says, no, it's the other way. There's a big day kahuna that have shatnas. And because of the shatnas, we don't want regular people wearing shatnas. In other words, it's like considered Sharvito Shamelech. It's like, this is how you dress to be a Kohen, wearing shatnas. And that's why Hashem asked Kilayim, because he doesn't want anybody wearing Kilayim, because that's only what a Kohen can wear. It's a different look. Then we have Arla. Arla is that you can't eat from the fruit of the trees the first 3 years, then you bring it to your Shalayim in the fourth year. So he says the reason is that Arla is Asur is because it's not Roy that people should eat from fruits before you give a carbon to Hashem, because Hashem always wants rachis. That's what we bring as carbonos, the first ones. So you have to bring, before you eat, you have to bring a carbon to Hashem. That's why the Arla is also tell you bring a carbon. Then we have the famous pasuk v'lo sochlu al adam, which has many explanations, but one of them, what he brings is lo sochlu adam, there was this darche amori, this like superstitious thing to do, that they would eat over the death of someone, the Goel Hadams of someone who was murdered, they would eat over his grave, and somehow that would not make him go after them. I'm not exactly sure. But anyway, don't do weird superstitious minhagim like the Goyim do. That's, he says, part of Lo Sochlu Al Hadam, which is that practice they used to have. Which gets us into all the other stuff, not to copy from them, that following the psukim after that. In other words, that was Chavav, and after that it has them cutting themselves over mace, so that's why we get into that there. Okay, then further on in the parasha we have Shabsose Tishmaru Mikdashi Tiro. Why is it warning you again not to do Malacha on Shabbos in the Beis HaMikdash? Because here we're talking about the actual Beis HaMikdash, and there that's more Kavua. So it had to warn you again. And then this is interesting, it says Mikdashi Tiro, you should fear my Mikdash. So one pshat he says is has nothing to do with Beis HaMikdash. All mitzvahs are called Kedusha. And his proof is that it says when someone brings their kid to Molech, don't do that. L'tamei es mikdashi, l'chalel Hashem kachi. So what do you mean l'tamei es mikdashi? Who's talking about giving your kid to Molech in the Beis HaMikdash? What do you mean l'tamei es mikdashi? So rather he says mikdashi, kodesh is mitzvahs, to be mechal my mitzvahs, to be metamei mitzvahs. So you have to keep the mitzvahs because they are kadosh. That's Mikdashai Tiro, be in awe or afraid of the mitzvahs. And according to the pshat, that Mikdashai Tiro means the Beis HaMikdash. So then the reason it's next to Altifnu Ela Avos Vela Yidonim is because the Mikdash is so holy and it has Urim Atumim, you can ask them any Shaila, therefore don't go to the Avos and the Yidonim. Okay, then towards the very end, we have Isha Shi Kachas Isha Sachiv. Someone who marries their brother's wife, Nidahi, she is a Nida. Erva Sachiv Gila, he did Arayos, so Abano Yizah. What does it mean that your brother's wife is Nida? So the Chizkuni explains that Nida means something, sometimes it's Mutter, sometimes it's Usser. That's what a Nida is. So your brother's wife, sometimes she's Mutter, sometimes she's Usser. If there's Yibam, it's Mutter, otherwise it's Usser. And then at the very end, we have where it says in Pasuk Chafei, V'hivdaltem bin ha-behema tamara la-tameya, bin ofa tamei la-tor. You will separate from the tahor animal to the tummy, and then when it says the oaf, that's from the tummy to the tahor. Why is it switched the order? So it says, so the Chizkuni says, because the lashon of Havdalah is to separate, what do you always separate out? The smaller amount. So when it says, v'evdaltem ben ha-behema tameya, ha-tahorah, the tameya, you should separate from the tahorah to the tameya. Tahorah is first, because separate out the tahorah, because they come, they're the smaller amount, meaning Hashem knew that there were more treif, more non-kosher, excuse me, more non-kosher animals in the world than kosher animals. Therefore, you'll be mavdal the behemoth Torah from the Tamea, and you'll be mavdal the oaf, hatame men atar, because most birds are kosher. Again, we don't have a Masorah for all of them today, but in theory, anyway, most birds are kosher. So you have to separate the ones, you should be mavdal the ones that are not kosher, because you always mavdal the small amounts. Okay, that's it.